views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay isn't your normal radio show. It's extraordinary, fun, educational, and inspiring. International business consultant Lisa Kay's unbridled curiosity and appetite for learning takes the value of personal and professional education to a new level. Combine a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand the unknown, and you have a recipe for a unique talent. Lisa Kay lives every day inspiring individuals to understand their true magnificence and live the life of their dreams. Her uncanny ability to ask the right question at the right time has helped her develop an international business consulting practice, launch a profound radio show in which she gets some of the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story, all while being a fantastic mother and mentor. Get ready for empowered success and to live the life you've always dreamed about. Now, here's your host, Lisa Kay.
Hey everyone, it's Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience a wealth transformation. Each Tuesday on Success and Empowerment Radio, we'll have some of the wealthiest mentors, speakers, and authors educating, empowering, and inspiring your wealth consciousness. Today I have my very special friend, Tina Quizon from Pathways to Paradise TV in Hawaii, co-hosting with me. Tina is an award-winning executive producer in Hawaii, and she has traveled the globe and used the power of media to film world leaders like President Barack Obama and U.S. Secretary Hillary Clinton. Tina's coming from us live today from the United Nations building in New York City. Hi, Tina.
Hi. It's so great to be here. I just interrupted a meeting I was having with Ambassador Chaudhry, who is the senior special advisor to the Secretary General, and we were talking about human rights and Resolution 1325, which he built upon and continues to work. And so he was so wonderful. He actually put me in the debriefing room, and so I'm coming to you folks live from the United Nations in New York. So thank you for having me.
Wow, thank you for joining us. And you're at the International Film Festival.
I am. I'm blessed to be here in New York City thanks to Roberto Rizzo and Caroline. I'm receiving my actual trophy award for most creative TV pilot, which I received last year from the New York City International Film Festival. And it's just been an amazing journey and one that you've been a part of. And so to be here with Ambassador Chaudhry, who I have filmed before and created television shows on human rights and human potential and our well-being of our wealth, it's beautiful to be on the show today, Lisa. Thank you for having me on your radio.
Thank you for joining me and helping me introduce JT from JT Management. JT is a talent manager and casting director in New York City, and we'll be chatting with him today about how he started his career, different projects that he's been involved in. So thank you so much for bringing JT.
You know, I have to just share a little bit. I met JT last year when I was here for Fashion Couture. He was one of the associates and sponsors over at the Waldorf Astoria. And his ability to see someone's unique human potential in there and help mentor and drive them into, you know, whatever type of creation, whether it's modeling or acting or actually doing PR for sports. I mean, his ability to network and create those public relationships, I thought, you know, when I seen him again this year, and we've just been doing a tremendous amount of things with the festival, that he really, you know, when he shares his story, I was amazed. So many people told him he couldn't do what he's doing. And he's been doing it for over a decade now. So I thought, oh my gosh, who better than to bring on your show and talk about the pathway of success and things is JT. So thank you.
Well, and we love hearing stories like that too. JT has, like you said, he's been in business for over 11 years. And he's been involved in over 75 films and TV shows, music videos, and he works with over 3,000 clients in New York and L.A. And so when you reach that level of success and you come from a beginning where people told you on a regular basis that you couldn't do what you were doing and that you wouldn't be successful at it, that's about as inspiring as it gets.
It is, and I think it all leads back to first recognizing within yourself what is it you would love to pursue, what inspires you, and then having mentors and great friends like you have been along the way that continue to encourage you to stay focused and follow your dreams and follow your vision.
Absolutely. JT, are you with us?
I don't think we have him yet.
Okay.
Well, that's okay. You know, because the whole festival, I want to just share a little bit. I actually got into New York last year in the summer, and I did so many great things, including some other United Nations events. And I was asked to cover the New York International Film Festival. I was asked to write some articles and things. And so I was literally there as a journalist with my pen and paper, and Roberto Rizzo and his wife, Caroline, found out that I have a TV show back in Honolulu. And now I really want to share this because this is just community television in Honolulu. And but yet I've been able to do amazing coverage to interview people that have been so inspired. I interviewed in 2009 one of the Tuskegee Airmen pilots from World War II, William Holloman, Lisa. That was one of the first successful pilots to fly the bombers during World War II and get them in and through all of their assignments.
Permission.
And he was so inspiring. And so for me, what the show has allowed has been just really amazing that so many people along the way have helped me to build this show into where today, here I can sit in the United Nations building and we're having live radio all the way back to Seattle, all the way back to Honolulu, so across the world, across the globe. And I think that's important that as people understand and start to really build upon their own human potential and well-being, to see their resources of wealth. And that's sort of what I wanted to talk a little bit and share right there in that moment, Lisa, was recognizing where is your wealth, because sometimes we don't always recognize it in our cash capital. So thank you for letting me share that.
Absolutely. I think that you make a really valid point that so often if people don't have financial wealth, they think of themselves as not having any forms of wealth at all. And so that's one thing that we've had, obviously many discussions about the different types of wealth. And clearly you've been able to use your community television program as an enormous source of wealth that's given you access to some of the most powerful global leaders in the world.
When I shook Hillary Clinton's hand last year at APEC in Honolulu, it was like just to see her and the tremendous job she's doing across the globe, across the nation, and continuing to work towards the human rights of minorities, the human rights of women, and to bring women to the table. It was really, really a great reflection on my part that, yes, here I was, one of the few journalists with full access to 21 presidents that were there for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. It was quite empowering to be a community television person standing there amongst all these different world leaders. And I think it's important for people to recognize and to acknowledge their own human potential. And I have to bring it back to that word a lot because that's what Ambassador Chaudhry and I were speaking about earlier, that, don't ever underestimate the power of one person and one person's voice. So don't ever think that your idea or your dream or whatever it is that's important to you is not important enough to follow and that others won't support you, because people will. It's just been amazing. yourself, and I have to thank so many people like Dr. Sandra Rose Michaels, and just the list could go on and on. How many people, when they see your focus and your determination, will jump aboard and help you to allow to follow those dreams and aspirations? And these things turn into things that, before you know it, you're sitting in New York at the United Nations having a radio dialogue. I mean,
yep. Absolutely.
It's just a reflection that's important.
Yep. Thank you for sharing that. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. Like I said, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore more of this fascinating subject of creating your pathway to success. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex, as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart, as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. My guest host today is Tina Quizon, and we have a special guest, JT, with JT Talent from New York City. JT is a talent manager and casting director, and he's been having his casting company for over 11 years now. He's worked on over 75 films, and he works with over 3,000 clients in the New York and L.A. area. And I want to welcome you to Success and Empowerment Radio. Thanks for joining us today, JT.
Oh, I'm honored. It sounds really good. And, yeah, I've been hearing a lot of great stuff about you from Tina.
Oh, thank you. So tell me a little bit about how you got started with your business and your company.
Okay, well, first of all, I grew up in Brooklyn. I grew up in Bergen Beach, and then we moved to Bensonhurst. And what happened was I always wanted to help people because, you know, I do energy healing, and that's pretty much what it is. I'm very spiritual. So when I was younger, you know, that's all I really wanted to do is help people. And I went through my own little issues growing up as a kid. Everyone does. So one day, and we're going back about 12 years ago, there was a certain individual that called me up and said, look, you know, I want you to come down, you know, to New York. I got some really good stuff. I'm going to put you in this movie and this TV series, and I'm not an actor. And he goes, no, you're perfect. Come down. So basically, I was tricked into coming down by someone. And that was 12 years ago. So I went to this place, and we had a great time. Everything was good. And I got to like what I was going, and there was this one individual girl. Her name is Courtney Turner, who I speak to every day and love her more than anything in this world. She's like my sister. I met her, and she said, I'm an actress. Here's my headshot. Can you help me? And I didn't even know what a headshot was. And I was going to start the business, but it wouldn't be for a while. But what happened was, when I met her, I knew my destiny was right in front of me. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I knew that me and her were going to be connected. So what happened, I told her what I wanted to do, and she said, well, I'm an actress, and I own the production company, and you know what? What I want to do is I want you to manage me, and I'll help you with your business. So for about, I'd say, a year and a half, we worked together on a lot of different things. But the funny thing was that I didn't know anything about the business. Like, I don't even have a high school diploma, and I'm not afraid to admit that because I missed my GED by 2 points, but I'm street smart. And the thing is, I met this girl, and I just knew that that was the reason that I have to build this company. So what I did was I went, and I worked, and I researched, and I did what I could, and I worked for this company. And this company was a management company as well, and they taught me a lot of stuff. But I knew I had to get my own place. So the day before I was about to get my office, I lost everything I owned in the cab when Courtney and I went to go celebrate. And I'm talking every piece of ID, every social security, I lost everything. I had nothing. And it was in the cab, and it never got returned. So basically, when I lost that, I couldn't get the office. But I went anyway. And I talked to the guy, and I told him, I said, look, I said, I'm going to make a name for myself, and I'm going to help a lot of people, and I don't know that much about the business, and I don't know much about New York because I'm Brooklyn-based, but if you give me a chance, I'll do something. Sure enough, the guy gave me the office, my first one I've ever had in Manhattan, and I needed to pay money for it. So I told the guy I'd give him a check in 2 weeks. I said my ID got stolen and everything. He told me you can't have the office. Courtney went and paid that first payment. So eventually, we started building it up, and I started really having feelings for her, even though I never did anything with her. And I did everything I could to build this company so she would actually fall in love with me. And that's really how it started. And we actually have a movie that we're going to be doing about this. Now, I'd never done anything with her, but after about 2 years, of realizing and spending time with her and everything, and I've never done anything with her, I realized that that was like a sister that I have a sister, but she's like a sister to me. And we're like family, and we still are to this day. I speak to her every day. She's in L.A., and we're working on a whole bunch of films. She's an amazing actress. But that's how J.T. Talent really got started.
I love that story. You know, two of the really powerful things that you said is that, one, you said, I'm going to make a name for myself, and two, you found a woman who inspired you to tap into your potential.
Absolutely. Like, if it wasn't for her, who knows what I would have been doing. I mean, I probably would have, I have a big background in sales and marketing, so I probably would have been doing that. But what happened was I was only supposed to manage her, no one else.
Right.
But eventually I met other individuals, and they sort of convinced me that you got to manage a lot of people, and there was no such thing as all these websites that they have out. Agents were almost impossible to go by, and I was fortunate enough to meet a guy named Stanley Kaplan, and he helped me out a lot. And then I met Top Cat Talent, and, you know, I've met a whole bunch. Now, this is in the beginning. So I made a lot of mistakes. I did things, you know, as far as the wrong way that, you know, because I was told this is the way you do things. Finally, I got it to the point where almost 12 years later, that I've done a lot of motion pictures. I've got some really big budget pictures I'm doing right now. And I got it to the point where I have a following of over 10,000 from what I know. And I have a great PR company named Viva Catherine who makes sure that everybody that I deal with is on the up and up, very professional. And I've got some amazing celebrity clients that I work with as well. I sponsor 6 festivals. And, you know, as far as that, and all my thing is pretty much I like helping people. I love making movies. And, you know, this is what I do. And, you know, to be honest, I wouldn't do anything else.
Well, I think
Lisa, what really inspired me about JT, across the board, it doesn't matter what kind of person you are, how tall, how short. He just sees everybody's human potential, and he acknowledges and respects that diversity and uniqueness of every person. And I think that spoke to me more than all these accomplishments he has, that he's genuine and he looks you up in the eye and says, what can I do for you?
Well, Tina, I appreciate that. And obviously you've been with me for quite a while from the festival on, and I've met you at Contour Week. But, you see, the thing is that I look at is I grew up from the streets, and I never really did anything that bad. But the thing is that, you know, there's people that I've pissed off in one way or another, you know, building my business and even before that. But what I did is I've been contacting for the past 2 years, and this is kind of interesting, the people that not really they have anything against me. It's kind of like they think that I screwed them over in one way or another. And I've been contacting all these people I can to try to see how I can, you know, reconcile with them and actually make things better for them. So, like, for instance, let's say, hypothetically, there's somebody in Brooklyn, okay, that I know and, like, helped me out a long time ago. But when I lost my license, my ID and everything, I lost everything, every phone number, everything, I had nothing. So the thing is, I lost their number. I actually got back in contact with somebody, and because they had lent me, which is not even a lot of money, but a small loan, I'm going to make sure that I work something out to actually give him something worthwhile. So you see, the thing is that I do everything for the right reason. I try. But things always come back sometimes the wrong, not always, but sometimes come back, you know, the wrong way. So, you know, I've had energy healing since I was 10 years old. I was able to actually read people. I was able to feel their energy, and I was able to understand. And, you know, the thing is that I'm fortunate enough to have such great people around me and, you know, work, like for the festival. Just to give you an example, and then I'll get more into the other stuff that you want to hear. You know, I'm sponsoring the International Film Festival, which is with Roberto Rizzo and his wife Caroline, and of course Mr. Tim Schubel, who's working his butt off right now at the Abington. And the thing is that when I started my company, the first person that came up to me was Renata Lawrence from the New York Film and Video Festival, and Stuart Olson, who's the owner, along with Bridge. And, you know, there was a Frankie Muniz who was there for the music. And I started sponsoring their festival. And they're the ones who gave me all the power as far as sponsoring-wise and learning about the festivals. Like, I owe a lot to them. And I still, it's my 11th year with them. And, you know, they do distribution, and they had me do awards night and stuff like that. And then I met Roberto Rizzo from there. So Roberto Rizzo was doing his festival, and I met him when I did it 3 years ago, but I didn't sponsor it. It was only a guest with my client, Steve Dash, who's Jason from Friday 13 Part 2, and Dominic Mancino and Rick Borger and all them. But basically, when he turned around, Roberto Rizzo, and he said, thanks, JT, come down to my festival this year. You know, I'll comp you in anything you want. You want to bring people in, I'll take care of you. I just went and did a seminar. That's all he wanted me to do was a seminar. But then I saw that they needed help in the festival. The interns were great, but it's a festival. And the filmmakers need to be happy because they pay so much money to come out. So I took over with Tim Schubel, and we started sponsoring the festival even more, where I set up all the after parties. Thanks to Stir and Chelsea Manor, they've been, and Tina, you know about that. They have been amazing. They literally bent over backwards. Alex is the owner, and Anne-Marie's the manager at Stir. And then you have, Joey, who's the manager at Chelsea, and Noah, who's the bartender, and then you got so many great people, that are involved in this. And the thing is that they did all nights. They literally did all the nights. They're doing the awards night, and it's a great place, very low key, and I've been booking events for them, and they take care of me and all my people. And so far, I'm actually shooting a music video for Eric and Forza on Saturday at 10 a.m. at Chelsea Manor. So they're great. They're amazing. But, as far as, me, I love to help people.
JT, I wanted... Mm-hmm.
You guys hold those thoughts for just a couple of minutes. Tina, JT,
okay.
We're going to take another break. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk more about JT and Tina's experience at the International Film Festival. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lights don't shine no more.
In each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Gratitude asks Sacred Space, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which embraces each atom of your universe. I am that which makes your environment vibrate with very high frequency. I am that which attracts towards you all the hearts that you shelter. Wouldn't it be wonderful to allow yourself to bathe in the energy of your own sacred space every single day? Learn how to create your inner sacred space using our Essence of Gratitude Trio, which includes the Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude book, our Essence of Gratitude journal, and our Bungee bookmark, all which emanate powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back on Success and Empowerment Radio, and this is Lisa Kay, and I have my good friend Tina Quizon co-hosting with me today here live from the International Film Festival in New York, and together we're chatting with JT of JT Talent about accessing your wealth, tapping into your potential, and JT has managed to build an entire business on helping other people tap into their potential.
That's true. And, you know, I just wanted to sort of tie it all in. I'm here at the United Nations, and people are probably going, well, what does the film industry have to do with the United Nations? But actually, if you look at the overall horizon, the UN Millennium Development Goals is to alleviate poverty. And the film industry, if you look at it globally, is the one sector and market that even during downtimes continues to have success because people, when they, you know, maybe can't afford other things, are still affording to go to the theater and doing all these other things to sort of give them a little bit of inspiration in their daily lives. So the film industry is really, really a vital group that within the Millennium Development Goals really helps to keep jobs and keep sectors and markets engaged in, you know, alleviating poverty. And so with what JT does in helping thousands of actors, actresses, sports people continue to be employed, I just really wanted to sort of tie everything in to his bold vision. So thank you again, JT, for being here.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, one of the things he mentioned to me is he's getting ready to be certified as a life coach. So you know, JT, can you talk to us a little bit about how, because you have mentioned that it's like mentoring when you have, you know, all these people under you, and it's really the networking and the public relations. But, you know, tell us a little bit about the certification that's coming up for you.
Okay. Well, my dream was always, obviously, to help people, but my main dream was to be a counselor. And because I never finished high school, I never got that dream finished. And this came ahead of it. So as far as being a life coach, I've helped thousands in many, many ways, in very different ways. But as far as being a life coach, that's the closest that I'm coming right now. And there was a certification, and basically what it is, it's just an online course. But I've already spoken to the guy at Foley, and I spoke to them about everything. And the thing is that according to certain people at the life coach, they told me I was overqualified, which I don't understand how that could be. And it was a small course. It was like $495. And basically they send you a certificate, but you got to take a course online. So I pretty much did the course online, so I'd be getting the certificate soon. So that's why I mean by certified. But I have something I was born with since I was 10 years old, and any client of mine, or especially, you know, the people that I've done the sessions with, they already know what I'm capable of. I'm able to read the inside of somebody just by their energy and their body language, and I'm able to pretty much figure out certain things that happened in their past just by starting, well, let's just say by understanding their energy. And it's just something I was born with. And it's really hard to explain, but if I feel somebody has something against me, then basically I get a sharp pain on my ribs. If I feel that somebody is for me in a good way, like Mr. Tim Schubel and Tina and the rest of the crew at the film festival, then I feel very comfortable. Now, the thing is that I'm always one step ahead from everyone, and what I mean by that is I analyze the situation before it even happens. So that's kind of what Tina witnessed when I did my seminar and why I was able to solve a lot of issues that happened in the film festival, because I already saw, and I don't mean by psychic, I mean I figured out what was happening ahead of time, and I tried to resolve it the best I could. And, you know, I love what I do because all I've ever wanted to do in life was help people. I never really wanted to do anything else. And, you know, thanks to Courtney Turner, I got my dream, because my dream was to help people, and pretty much what I'm doing now, I'm 70 films later, I am. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, after 12 years, I finally got two big motion pictures under my belt, and I'm casting, and is that okay? I just wanted to talk a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, all right, I didn't know I was going about the subject. Well, I met a director named Frank Callo, and Frank Callo is incredible. He is known best as the producer for The Cookout. You know, he's done a lot of motion pictures and stuff like that. I did a movie called Morning on Charlotte Street. We won like 10 awards, and it was with Nick Scucciamaro. Artie Pasquale was in it. One of my best clients over there, Mr. Ronnie the Rottweiler, big boxing champion. And we worked there. You know, we did that. Now, the thing is that Frank told me about a movie called Johnny Postal, and he goes, you know, JT, look, this was 4 years ago he told me about this. Listen, I got this movie. It's going to be amazing. You know, I want you to cast this. Now, this is 4 years later. Still spend time with Frank. Still cast his stuff. And we're going to do it. And he already gave me the press release. And he has Dakota Fanning, Jackson Jathorn, Heather Graham, Queen Latifah, and Steve Buscemi in as the leads. You know, and well, the sporting role, but that's their film. And I got hired to cast the movie. We're shooting it in New Orleans in a few months, I'd say. There was another movie that I got, which is called Blame It on the Hustle. I can't say the names of the people that are attached, only because I'm under an NDI, which is a non-disclosure agreement. But I can say that it will be a big-budget film. I could say that it's an urban crime drama. We do have some amazing people in there. I have Al Sapienza from The Sopranos. I mean, well, actually, more from Brotherhood. I have Vinny Vella. I have Dominic Mancino. I've got, I got some just Brantley Santiago from Dangerous Minds, and he was also in the movie with Angelina Jolie, and you probably know him best as Con Air with Nicolas Cage. So, you know, this movie is going to be, I got my sister in there as well, but there are A-lists that are attached, but I'm not allowed to open my mouth and say who they are yet, because I'm under, you know, strict supervision, and Phil Lawton from Phoenix Entertainment and Phil Gates are doing, you know, the project, along with Alex, Lady of Steel, and we have Tara Thomas as my partner in crime in this particular film, and it's going to be a big budget too. So those are my two blockbuster films, as I put it, that I'm working day and night on, and I'm very excited to actually do them, and we're going to be doing casting very soon, and also in Johnny Postal, we're probably going to use, I'm not Johnny Postal, I'm sorry, in another movie that I'm doing, which is called Crimson, I'm going to be shooting very soon. I have my executive producer, which is I can't even think of his name. You believe it? But anyway, Spencer Metz. Sorry. And Spencer Metz is going to be doing it. I've got some great talent in there. I have Anita Clay is going to be rolling there. I also have Amanda Greer, who's a magazine model, and she's on TV, amazing actress.
So yeah, I met Amanda the other night. But Lisa,
yes,
you know what's amazing about JT? Yeah, I did. We actually had a very nice time But he really advances social equality because he takes a whole gamut of people and mixes them together and integrates. So A-list actors with up-and-coming talent. And that's what I think is really so important that, you know, he is continuously promoting the MDG, you know, the Millennium Development Goal by he is promoting global prosperity, which helps to reduce poverty and advance social equality.
Right.
And I think it's important to remind everybody that, you know, collaborations and competitions can be very healthy. And I think that's what JT may be getting back to the people that, you know, sort of stood back from you for a few moments, that they weren't looking at the healthy collaborations, and that competition is also fun, and that's what I loved about the New York International Film Festival is you're watching globally a group of people. We got Italy tonight. We have, Turkey tonight. And so it's just amazing to watch all the different countries.
And the Israeli
together.
Movie.
Yeah. And to be there competing with their films and yet getting along and collaborating. And it's this global network of social quality.
Right. Well, so, you know,
I just had to share that.
Before we continue, you guys, we need to take a last break here. So I've got my friend Tina Quizon, and we've got JT from JT Talent from the New York International Film Festival. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. I have my co-host Tina Quizon with me today, and we're chatting with JT from JT Talent. One of the things that I wanted to bring around here is the fact that, JT, you didn't finish high school. And right. When we were talking earlier about your life coach certification, not only were you eligible to apply for a life coach certification without having finished high school, but they actually said that you were overqualified. And I think that I love the idea that you just held on to your dream and followed that, and I think that's probably the same opportunity that you want to share with and give people with your, with the work that you do.
Well, you know, as far as like with the life coach thing, it was why they said I was overqualified is what was kind of interesting. They told me I should have went as a counselor, but basically what happened was, when I spoke to them first, because I spoke to a variety of different people, when I spoke to this one particular, you know, person, and he had told me, he's like, well, what makes you want to be a life coach? And I told him, I said, because I love helping people, and then he just basically told me straight out, he said, well, if you want to be a life coach, you know, there's a lot of different varies, and pretty much everything he told me about all the different things it was more of a counselor, so that's why he said I was overqualified. But, you know, the thing is that I'm pretty much, I'm really good at, like, relationship counseling, which as far as just talking to people about it, and as far as, like, family problems and stuff, I'm really good at, you know, calming people down and, you know, making them feel comfortable. So that's kind of why I wanted to just have that certification up on my wall in my office and just say, look, even if, like, I don't have clients that come in to use that for the life coach, I just think it's something that should be up there because I'm doing it for me, not really for anyone else.
And Lisa and JT and to the audience, I just really have to let you folks know I'm actually having to move on to my next meeting. Working with the United Nations, and I'm heading out to a discussion about Fukushima. And so I just wanted to really thank you, Lisa, for having me on air. And I'll be here the whole week for the film festival, International Film Festival. And then I head down to Washington, D.C. But when I get back into Hawaii, I'm going to be doing a great workshop with Dave Tuck on putting the eye back in to intimacy. So I just wanted to share that with you folks, and I wanted to close out and let you continue the show.
Thank you for joining us.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you for allowing me to join you.
Thank you.
From here to the United Nations. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your time. I think that,
bye, Tina. I will see you later.
Bye, Tina.
We thank you.
We can use her last comment, JT, actually. Talking about putting the eye back into intimacy, that's probably what you do a lot with people. I know that being able to read people's energy, that you can actually make a really intimate connection with them and get down to the core of who they really are.
You see, and that's the scary part about it, to be honest with you. See, the thing is that I could have somebody that I'm sitting next to, and I can know what their ulterior motive is just by looking at them, or just by having them say one word. I mean, I've got people all the time, guys and girls, that come down to my office, and they talk, and they say this, and they say that, and you know what? I know what they're really about, and majority of them are good, but there's some people that basically, you know, they want to just, oh, yeah, they think they're going to be famous overnight. It's not happening. I mean, you know, it's a process you're going through. I mean, I've got some actors, like, I got this girl, Beth, and she's great. And the thing about her is she promotes herself. She'll, like, throw videos up there. And in the beginning, there were people that, you know, just like, what is this girl doing? But this girl's making a name for herself. Okay, because she's self-promoting. And I fine-tuned a couple of things that she was doing. She's already got a supporting role in this other film that I'm doing. You know, there's a girl, India. She's a lawyer. She looks like Halle Berry. Gorgeous. You know, she did her first lead for a movie that I was doing, and it's a horror movie. And she went away for 3 weeks. And when I called her up and I said, look, I said, I have a lead for this film. It's a horror movie. I said, the only thing is, I'm going to need you to go away for 2.5 weeks with Deshaun Hardy and the whole crew and everything. Is that okay? I said, it's called, The Lake on Clinton Road. It's a horror movie. And she's like, are you kidding me? Let's do it. And it was a success. We had some great people in there. Stephanie Marone was in there. And it was just an incredible thing. See, the thing is that I've learned that I'm a very good judge of character. Maybe not on the relationship end of it, but on my end, it's probably why I'm single. Just kidding, but I'm very good on judging people and knowing what they're about, but without really judging them. So I let somebody talk, say whatever they got to say, and I'll do whatever I can to help them out and make sure they feel comfortable, because that's what it's all about. See, it's like one hand washes the other, and they say they both hands wash the face. It's pretty much like Frank's movie. Frank Keller did a movie. I didn't cast. All I'm doing is marketing and helping with the PR. And I'm happy to do that. And it's called Pay It Forward. And it's basically about people helping one another. So to give you an example, let's say that there is somebody who needs to use a restaurant for an event. I mean, for a movie. So that person turns around and gets that restaurant. So now the owner of the restaurant, he needs a favor. So that's what Pay It Forward's about, and it won awards, and it's amazing, and oh my God, it's got this guy Showboat in there, and it's about kids, and it's about these kids, and this lady, the man and the woman, who actually helped everything, and they helped these kids out, and they've done so much, and it's just, I love stuff like that, you know, because look, the thing that I look at, and I think that's very important, is that if everybody helps each other, then I think the world would be so much of a better place. And, you know, I love helping people, and, you know, I love saying it. It's just the idea that there's a lot of people out there that they're just very selfish, and they're very stuck up, and they're very tough in their own way. And those are the people I don't want to be around. I want to be around people that actually care.
Well, exactly, and I think that the people who are closed, I think that's what it is all about, is they're just closed, and when they get exposed to people like you or Tina or I, who are more open-hearted and just want to do whatever we can to help other people succeed, then I think it's contagious, and once they've been exposed to that type of community and that type of person, I think it just grows from there, and I think that that's probably what you're all about is, you know, the beautiful concept of that movie, Pay It Forward, is
of course.
Help people around you, they'll help you.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole thing, you know, it all started with just somebody who tried to, that's really screw me over, somebody who wanted me to promote someplace and made it like I was going there to actually get a job. You know, get like actually, you know, being in a film. That's
right.
Really how the whole thing happened. And when I met Courtney Turner, that was it. And the thing is that she's producing a big film. And, you know, just one thing just to let you know, She's blind in one eye and deaf in both ears, and you would never know it. She's absolutely gorgeous. And she's finally doing a movie on disability, which will be soon, and it's called Phoenix, and it's going to be incredible, and I'll be casting it and producing it with her. And we already have A-list that are interested in doing the film. So,
it actually makes me think of the whole concept. I mean, one of the whole reasons I wanted to do this show and help promote people is because I love the story of you overcoming, you know, large obstacles of not being able to be successful in school. And then you just gave a perfect example of a woman who's got disabilities and who hasn't allowed that to hold her back from her dreams and her aspirations. And so I want to thank you.
And you know
so
what? You would never know it if you met her. You'd never know.
You've been listening to a transformative hour of success and empowerment radio with Lisa Kay. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and take your personal and professional life to a new level by shattering obstacles and clearing the path for unparalleled success. Each week, Lisa Kay inspires individuals to understand their true magnificence and live the life of their dreams. This international business consultant, fantastic mother, and mentor is ready to assist you to step into your true power. To schedule your life-changing session with Lisa, call 206-228-6398 and find out more about her show at lisakconsulting.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Gratitude, asks Sacred Space. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which embraces each atom of your universe. I am that which makes your environment vibrate with very high frequency. I am that which attracts towards you all the hearts that you shelter. Wouldn't it be wonderful to allow yourself to bathe in the energy of your own sacred space every single day? Learn how to create your inner sacred space using our Essence of Gratitude Trio, which includes the Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude book, our Essence of Gratitude journal, and our Bungee bookmark, all which emanate powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.